Jackson Farmers Today in Holton, Effingham, Lancaster, and Meriden.
Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Moments away from the first pitch between Perry LeCompton Baseball and Jefferson West. Brandon Tabman here. Beautiful day here in Ozaukee as the Tigers play host to the cause. Jared Sleppy alongside Brandon Tabman, Seth Tollison with you. A couple of minutes here before we have to take one final break before we get to the first pitch. But we look at this matchup. Early season standings in the Big 7. You got Perry LeCompton up top, 4-0 in the league. Sabetha's right there as well. And then you got a battle for second place with Nemaha Central and Jeff West. Both those teams, 3-1 start in league play. So again, early season, big matchup and doubleheader between these two.
Yeah, Perry LeCompton is definitely one of the most entertaining teams in the Big 7. They average 12.7 runs per game and give up almost 9 runs per game. So you know that this thing is probably going to be high scoring. Not as anything that Tristan Norwood has to say about it, though. He has been pretty solid on the hill for the cause. ERA of 2.03 in 10 and a third innings. So we'll see if they can go the full distance with him or if they need a bullpen, and that might be the chance for the Tigers to strike if they come from behind.
Well, these two teams played 3 times last year. Of course, their regular season doubleheader, and then these two met right here on this field in the regional tournament in a semifinal game. It was Jeff West getting the win. Jeff West actually won all 3 games last year against the cause en route to 15 wins and 8 losses, reaching the regional championship game, but ultimately lost to Bishop Ward. Perry LeCompton's team had double-digit wins, again, despite going 0-3 against Jeff West, but all of those 3 games are relatively close, and right now, these two teams battling for early season positioning in the Big 7. One more timeout. First pitch is coming your way next.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton, for a free insurance review.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
Kansaland Radio.
High school baseball once again back to it here on KNZA 103.9 MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Tabman, Jared Sleppy, Seth Tollison. The home red uniforms for Jefferson West taking the field. Perry LeCompton in the road blues, gray pants, getting set to bat first in a crucial game one of this doubleheader between these two. Again, Perry and Sabetha, top two teams in the league right now at 4-0 marks. And then Nemaha Central tied with Jeff West. Those two teams a game back, 3-1, going into tonight's action. Of course, a full slate, not only in the Big 7, but the NEKL and some other non-league contests around softball and baseball here as well. Eli Dean, Garrett Metcalf, and Cage Starnes leading things off here in the top of the first inning for Perry LeCompton. Keys to the game. We, of course, not too long ago, we saw this Perry team score 30 runs in a game against Riverside. It was 30-29 a week or so ago. It was quite fun to follow on the Game Changer app. Hard to believe. You mentioned the runs per game, how much they give up, expecting runs here tonight. But Perry LeCompton has a good pitcher, so it's going to be a battle of, well, Of course, who's going to score more?
Yeah, I think certainly Tristan Norwood, if they can get a good at least five, if not maybe six, maybe have him go the full distance, that puts up Perry LeConte in a very good position. So get the feel of Jefferson West early, feel him out, make sure that you're keeping the pitch count low each and every inning. You have a chance for him to go the distance.
Oh, here we go again. Dean Metcalf and Starnes to lead things off for the Cause. Here defensively for Jeff West, you got Watkins pitching, Boyer the catcher, Galley at third, Beilman at short, Thielens at second, Roberts the first baseman. You have Jacobson in left, Holthouse at center, and Croson is in right field.
Number nine, Eli Dean.
So here we go, the second baseman, Eli Dean, leading things off for Perry LeCompton. The Cause have won 6 of 7 to start the year, and 4-0 in Big 7 league play. Coming off a sweep against Holton, their last time out. First pitch by Watkins in there for a strike, and here we go, underway. In an absolutely beautiful afternoon for baseball, high fastball missing, one ball and one strike. Cause lone loss was back on March 29th. Lost at Veritas Christian 7-6. Here's a deep shot center field. Going back is Holthouse and making the catch about 5 feet in front of the warning track. Dean put a charge into it, but it's ultimately allowed out number one.
And that was fortunate that it did hold up just a little bit. That is deep out there in center field. So this park, pretty big out towards straightaway center. The poles, I think, are a little bit more hitter friendly.
So a deep line out to center field for out number one. The right fielder, Garrett Metcalf, will step in from the right side. Nobody on, one out, top one, no score. First pitch high and away for ball number one.
Especially towards left field, I mean, you have the trees out there, so they kind of made the fence shorter, but they made it taller.
Watkins again firing. There's a swing and a miss. Took a little off that one. And it evens up at one ball and one strike. Now, bright colors with these uniforms, that bright red for Jeff West, the blue standing out. And this color battle of jerseys here today. Next pitch swung on and missed, and it's 1-2.
That was a nice fastball placement up and in, kind of in on the hands, putting him in a tough spot to try to make contact on that one.
Trying to retire the first two. Here is a 1-2. Took some off there, and just checking it up was Metcalf. Two balls and two strikes. Defense fairly straight up for the most part here early. Two balls and two strikes. One out, nobody on. And got him on the outside corner, a knee-high fastball. Two up, two down here in the top of the first.
Left fielder, number 12, Cage Starnes.
Now here's the left fielder, Cage Starnes. Also batting from the right side, plays up in the box. Watkins has retired the first two. Fly ball to center and a strikeout. First pitch a little bit high on a fastball, it's 1-0.
And kind of just coming into today, Jeff West and Perry LeCompton, you would think that this would be kind of a battle between possibly a lot of runs, but I mean, these two pitchers combine. I mean, take a look at Watkins' ERA as that one misses up in the zone for ball two. I mean, his ERA is below one right now, and he's over 20 innings pitched, so he likes to go distances, and he doesn't allow very many runs.
Now, you tend to get your better starters in the first game of the doubleheader. There's a fastball that's fairly kind of piece, but Boyer catching it behind and gets a strike on the board. It's 2-1. This is a big doubleheader between these two in terms of the standings, and here's a high pop-up. We're going into foul territory. And knew it was not close to us, but still ducked the head. And it's 2-2.
You never be too
never
know. Safe.
You never be too safe. We are right behind home plate here, waiting for that line drive to come off the bat right back towards us. Off speed, bends at the knees, and back-to-back strikeouts, and a good start for Watkins. The minimum face, three up and three down. No score. We head to the bottom of the first here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation, proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
KNZA.
The Tigers, left fielder,
good start for Jeff West. It was solid, three up, three down. Watkins does in the top of the first inning. Now Jeff West here on the home soil in their first opportunity at the plate. High school baseball here on KNZA. Brandon, Jared, and Seth all with you. It's Jacobson, Krausen, and Boyer to lead things off here for the 5-3 Jeff West Tigers facing Norwood of Perry LeCompton, who's a righty. First pitch. A high fastball, clips the outside corner, strike number one.
Again, kind of talking about the pitching matchup. Both these two pitchers were first team all Big Seven. Watkins was the only unanimous pitcher.
Here's a ground ball, third base side, fielded by Spencer, and a long throw across the diamond in time. And two pitches, and out number one here in the bottom of the first.
It kind of took his time with that one a little bit. Very fortunate that was in time. A big or a smile on Spencer's face after throwing that one over there.
Here's the right fielder, Colin Krausen. Nobody on, and one out here in the bottom of the first. No score. And these two teams separated by one. Ball game in the Big Seven standings early, as we're just now a week and change into Big Seven league play. Still a long way to go, but certainly important for these two in this matchup early on this year. Here's another foul ball. That's going to find nearly a vehicle. Just landed short. The white SUV out there. One ball and one strike. Next pitch by Norwood. Ooh, a little chin music. Backs him up a little bit. Two balls and one strike here to Krausen. Jacobson began the inning, grounding out to third. Second batter of the game for Jeff West, and that one rides inside and clips the rib cage. And the first base runner of the afternoon is via a hit by pitch. That'll bring up Brody Boyer.
Kind of talking about the momentum of these two teams so far. Both each have five-game winning streaks. Perry LeCompton is active, but Jefferson West, they had one going into that doubleheader versus Nemaha Central. They split, so that snapped their five-game winning streak. So both these two teams have been hot early on.
First pitch to Boyer in there for strike number one. Runner at first base. And one out here in the bottom of the first. No score. Norwood now working out of the stretch. Fires to first. Oh, and got him over there with the tag at first. The runner is picked off. And quickly now two outs.
Yeah, Krausen was definitely going to be going. That is for sure. His first move as soon as he stepped towards the first base bag is over to second. And he regrets it.
Well, now two outs and nobody on. And that next pitch rides inside. And Norwood, back-to-back hit batters. That keeps the inning alive for the cleanup man, Brody Thielen.
Second baseman, Brody Thielen.
Obviously not intentional, just kind of holding on to the ball for a split second.
Off speed. The first one was definitely a fastball. That one at least, probably not quite as much on it. We're going to get a courtesy runner now for Boyer. We'll check and see. A courtesy runner at first base.
This is Brady Skahan.
Okay. So courtesy runner for Boyer at first. Two outs. No score here in the bottom of the first. First pitch to Thielen is high for a ball. Thielen playing at second base. Wearing jersey number 11. That's from the right side. Back in the box. Norwood just picked off a runner. Now this one is hit well. It is straightaway center field, but playable. Light breeze coming on to make the catch. Is Gordon in center, and that retires the side. So a couple of hit batters, one left, no scores. We head to the second inning. It's Perry LeCompton, Jeff West Baseball here on KNZA.
Tis the season at Wilson Tire and Holton. No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexen, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check us out online at WilsonTireKS.com.
We made offers subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
High school baseball here on KNZA continues, 103.9 FM. Steph in studio, Brandon, Jared, here in Ozaukee, Jeff West, hosting Perry LeCompton, Big 7 League Baseball. On the MSC Sports Radio Network, early on, no scores. We head to the second. It'll be 4, 5, and 6. In the Perry LeCompton order, Caden Byers, Tristan Norwood, and Houston Habiger.
Leading off with the call.
Both pretty clean first innings from both pitchers. 12 pitches for the first inning for Watkins and 10 for Norwood.
Okay, mentioning prior to the game starting, both the starters, pretty solid starts to their seasons, no doubts. And there's a swing and a foul ball down the third base side, out of play. And Byers will start down in the count, 0-1.
Really is a very unique field with the lake for taking up the majority of the outfield view.
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere, no doubts. And we got a good spot here. Ground ball, third base side. Galley cleans it and over to first in time. And four up and four down for Watkins. Goes down 5-3. Here's Tristan Norwood. Pitcher v. pitcher. And a righty v. righty. Nobody on, one out. Top two, no score. First pitch by Watkins. Low and away, ball one. And we mentioned the 30-29 game that these two have played, and this one is absolutely belted towards the fence, left center field, and that baby is out of here. Tristan Norwood, number 5 in the order, puts number 1 on the board, and just like that, top 1, or I should say top 2, and the Cause lead it 1-0.
That's his first of the year, and the second for the team on the season. The other one was hit by Tristan Gordon, so both Tristans getting home runs early on in the season.
Absolutely smashed into the trees over the fence in left center field. And the Cause take the early 1-0 lead.
That was just a fastball up and in. Took it for a ride.
Foul ball out of play as the freshman Houston Habiger, shortstop, steps in. Hard to follow that one. That left the yard in solid fashion, off speed and away, and Watkins behind in the counts, or I should say evens the count, excuse me, 1-1. The first run of the game for Perry LeCompton. Another foul ball out of play. Habiger needs to protect now. It's 1-2. So Watkins retired the first four, including 2 strikeouts, but he left one up and out over the plate, and Norwood got all of it for a home run out of the park. Fastball just missing outside. Good eye for Habiger, and it's 2-2. 1-0 Perry LeCompton here in the top of the second inning. Watkins trying to bounce back after giving up that run and waiting on it and punching it towards right field, coming on to make a diving effort and unable to come up with the catch is the right fielder in Briggs, and that is going to go down as a hit, and Habiger's on with one out.
Yeah, didn't quite track that one very well over in right field. He was too far back, and he kind of had to make a last-ditch diving effort forward to try to make that play, and he was unable to make the catch. I'll go down as a single.
It was a great effort by Briggs, but just couldn't come up with it. So now after a ground out to start the inning, a home run and a single back-to-back, and now Wyatt Spencer will step in and have to wait. Another one here is Watkins checking over in a throw to first and keeping Habiger honest. Spencer also batting from the right side, plays about middle of the box. Fastball by Watkins missing away, 4-1. the Cause offense again has been very potent through the first seven games of the year. Of course, you have a game where you put up 30. That's going to inflate that number a little bit. Here's a throw down to first. That was thrown by the catcher and Boyer. And back in time is Habiger and Spencer ahead now. Two balls, no strikes. These two teams played on this field last year in a regional semifinal. It was Jeff West pulling out the victory in that one. This one fouled to the screen. Two balls and one strike.
Just got under that one fastball, a little bit low in the zone, really going down for it, trying to golf it.
So still the advantage for the number seven hitter in the order for Perry LeCompton, the third baseman Wyatt Spencer. Two balls and one strike. Habiger is the runner at first with one out. Perry's lead 1-0 thanks to a home run by Tristan Norwood. Watkins certainly keeping an eye on the freshman at first, who has a pretty sizable lead. A 2-1, swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball late on it, and it's two balls and two strikes. Well, you would think it's a little bit easy for a pitcher to maybe get inside his own head. One, you're kind of dancing with the runner at first. You just gave up a home run. You're having to grind a little bit more compared to that first inning where it was quickly three up and three down. As we see during that time right there, another throw over to first. So it's three or four throws over there, really trying to keep Habiger in check.
Watkins has a really good pickoff move.
Here's a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Gets him with a strikeout. Just caught a piece, but Boyer secures it in the glove, and there are two outs.
Center fielder, number 10, Tristan Gordon.
So a big second out. Third strikeout for Watkins. And here's Tristan Gordon. Trying to keep this inning alive with Habiger at first base, now two down. And the first pitch, off speed, curls away from the plates, and it's 1-0. A little bit of a breeze, not quite the gust that we had last week when we were over at Hiawatha, but still a little bit of breeze towards the left field corner. Fastball a little bit away, two balls and no strikes.
And that'll help the pull hitter. We saw that kind of help Norwood a little bit with his home run.
Little bits of an overcast feel, quite a few clouds, sun trying to peek through, but temp-wise, very solid, no doubt. 2-0 finds the zone, quick throw to first, not in time, and it's 2-1.
It looked to me like that was a little bit outside, gave him the benefit of the doubt that time.
Felt like the first inning he was really enjoying that high fastball. Here in the second, he's kind of looking more away from the plate.
Yeah, after he leaves one up and in, Nora puts over the fence, kind of hard to go back to it.
There's a swing and a miss. And a big fastball there, evens it up, two balls and two strikes. So he's really going at him now, trying to get out of the inning with the minimal one run allowed.
This is already pitch number 30 for Watkins here.
And he mentioned the grind, how easy it was for him in the first, now really having to pile it up here in the second inning, and a good eye there. A little up, a little away there. Gordon now working the count full, 3-2. Zach Essman, the number 9 hitter, due up next. You got a runner at first with two outs, 1-0 here, top two. Glancing over at first is Watkins. He'll set and fire. Just missing on the outside corner with the breaking ball, and it's ball four. And Essman comes up with two on and two outs.
Number 11, Zach.
And Habiger was going at the release of that pitch. That's a smart move, but yeah, that was the right call just off the plate, even though he was called a strike with that fastball, but that was the same location, and it should have been a ball.
And there was a little bit of kind of a pause by Gordon. He might have thought maybe, just kind of by the reaction, maybe he thought he was about to get rung up, but kind of a delayed ball four, and he takes first base. So now Habiger at second, Gordon's at first. Two outs and the inning continues. Essman swings and misses at a fastball, and it's 0-1.
That thing was middle.
And he wanted it just a little bit back, but Watkins has quite a bit of velocity behind that fastball. Looks off the runner at second. Nobody holding Habiger on. Here's the 0-1. Off speed, beautiful. Rings it up now, 0-2. So Essman now needs to protect, falling behind. Cause on the board, 1-0. Base hit could add to it. but two outs and an 0-2 count. Watkins fires an 0-2, just a bit high. 1-2. Looked like Esmond maybe wanted to take a stab at it, but kept the bat on the shoulder there and stays alive for one more pitch.
That's a tough pitch to take at an 0-2 count.
Batting from the right side, playing back and up in the box is Esmond. Swing and a miss. So four strikeouts for Watkins, but Perry LeCompton gets on the board in grand fashion. Home run out of the park by Tristan Norwood and a 1-0 lead for Perry LeCompton here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
3.9 FM, KNZA.
Tristan Norwood getting Perry LeCompton on the board with a deep home run to left center field. Caused with a 1-0 lead as we hit the bottom of inning number two. Jeff West and Perry LeCompton here on KNZA. And a big battle early on, these two teams. Perry LeCompton 4-0 in league play. Jeff West a 3-1 start. So early season standing implications here for the Big 7. Certainly a big-time matchup. These two teams, expectations certainly high in 2024. It'll be Watkins, Roberts, and Galley due up for the Tigers in this second inning of play against Norwood, of course. Just mentioned who had the home run in the last half inning.
Because the bottom of the hitting order, even though they didn't get any runs across after the home run from Norwood, they did a good job of eating up some pitches. He got 36 already, does Watkins.
So here is the first pitch in the bottom of the second inning to Cooper Watkins. It's in there for a strike. The wind is calm just a touch. Still blowing out towards that left field corner. Next pitch swung on and missed, and quickly Watkins behind. It's 0-2. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Three pitches and a strikeout there for Norwood, his first of the game. And one up, one down here in the bottom of the second. Here's the first baseman, Eli Roberts. Bats with nobody on, one out. Team trailing Perry LeCompton, 1-0 in the bottom of the second.
Kind of interesting. Norwood likes to go from the stretch despite bases being empty.
Threw a first pitch strike. Next one, little up and in. Now one ball and one strike. First ball that he has thrown here in the early portions of this second inning. 1-1. Another one a little bit up and in. Two balls and one strike. And Perry LeCompton defensively. Esmond the catcher. You got Spencer at third. Haberger at short. Dean at second. Byers the first baseman. There's a check swing to the right side, but it drops foul. And stays, or it now goes to two balls and two strikes. Starnes the left fielder, Gordon in center, Metcalf is in right. Mentioned Norwood again with nobody on, still working out of the stretch. There's a slow chopper right back to Norwood. Plenty of time, throw to first on the money. And there are two outs here in the second.
So far, Jefferson West having a tough time catching up to the fastball. Every time that they're putting a fastball in play, it's always going to that right side of the infield.
Certainly some power up here. It's Gage Galley, the third baseman. Led the Big 7 in rebounds during the basketball season. Head coach Joe Smith, second year. Tigers had a very solid turnaround. He's taken over that program. Galley, of course, a big part of that. takes the first pitch, strike, now swinging away and finding the cars behind us, quickly makes it 0-2.
Actually, just caught the top of the net, came back
inside. Oh, it did, yeah. Okay. Well, I know exactly where my car is, so anytime I see a ball go over the fence, I'm looking straight towards my car. That's usually how it works. Here's a quick 0-2. Rip to the left side, stays inside the line. It's a fair ball, could be extra bases for Gage Galley. He takes a long turn at first, and he comes back. So a good job by Starnes and left to get it in quickly and hold it to a long single. And the inning continues. It'll bring up Drew Beilman.
He waited on that breaking ball, pulled it right down the third base line, past the third baseman Spencer, and mentioned the shallow left field that kind of kept the ball in play for a long throw from the left fielder to get it into second base without the extra base hit.
So it keeps the inning alive. First hit of the game for Jeff West. Swing and a miss by Beilman, and it's 0-1. They got Galley at first with two down. Perry Compton leading it 1-0. Home run by Tristan Norwood, the difference here early on. Norwood's pitch is just a little bit high. It's 1-1. So Galley represents the tying run here early. Norwood out of the stretch and fires. Not much lift to the knee, and that fastball finds the zone, and it's 1-2. Well, when you can locate that fastball knee high, both these pitchers have good velocity. This one outside, 2-2. So a strikeout, a ground out, and a single as Galley at first base with two down. Beilman, though, needs to protect. It is 2-2. And he waits on a curveball and rips it into left field for a base hit. A hesitation on the breaking ball and gets it past the shortstop and Habiger, and back-to-back hits puts two on with two outs.
Yeah, whenever Norwood's been leading that curveball up in the zone a little bit, that's when Jefferson West has been able to kind of wait on it and get around to it and get a good barrel on it.
So here's the number 9 hitter in the order, Tucker Holthouse, the center fielder. He will bat from the left side.
And if I'm Norwood, I'm trying to keep going with that fastball. If it's working, which it has been, I'm keep going back there. Maybe every once in a blue moon go to that curveball, but Jefferson West has been all over it so far.
Base hit could tie the game here in the bottom of the second. Norwood looking the runner back at second, swinging a miss at a high fastball, and Holthouse shaking his head, wondering, not sure if I should have swung at that one, but quickly falls behind 0-1. So after a strikeout and a ground out, back-to-back singles by Galley and Beilman, have Jeff West with two on, but two outs. Here's an 0-1. In there for a strike. And quickly, Holthouse, just like Beilman, getting behind quickly, 0-2. Norwood has the repertoire to work with now with that advantage at 0-2. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball and kind of a half-hearted swing there. Nonetheless, it is strikeout number 2 for Norwood. And Jeff West goes down, leaving two men on. So we head to the third inning. Jared's got it for you. After a quick timeout, it is 1-0 Perry Compton here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kansaland Radio.
We go to the middle inning, starting off with the top of the third. Eli Dane takes a swing and a miss. Strike one to start off the third. 1-0 our score. Favor of Perry Compton. Solo home run from Tristan Norwood. The difference so far. Solid outing for Cooper Watkins so far. Besides that, is that one high in the air, might stay in play, and it does stay in play. There are three
Tigers around it, but nobody caught it. It was Watkins, Boyer, and Roberts all converging just outside of the pair of the Compton bench and falls harmlessly to the dirt.
That's just such a tough play. It's hit so high, and you just kind of have to judge whether it's going to stay in or not, and it did, but those are just really hard plays to make, especially right in front of a dugout.
Back to the windup, Watkins goes. In the pitch, that ball out of play.
That truck better look out. That was a little short of it.
40th pitch of the outing for first-team All-Big 7 pitcher from 2023, Cooper Watkins.
Cruz through the first, had to grind through that second inning despite giving up that one run.
Fastball up in the zone, puts it opposite way to right center field, and that's going to be caught by Briggs in right field for out number one.
That's a good job by Briggs. You saw the second baseman and Thielen going out there as well. It wasn't hit incredibly hard, but you could see Thielen back off, so you know Briggs is out there calling him off. Comes on to make the nice catch for out number one.
Now bring up Garrett Metcalf, batting .583 coming into today, 10 RBI, second on the team. OPS of 1.322, and that's a slow liner. Left center field drop in for a base hit.
Well, he went went right after that first pitch, and it wasn't a fastball. It was off speed, and it was down low. Looked like he took out a pitching wedge. He just kind of chopped that one out to shallow left center. Just like that, another base runner for Perry LeCompton.
And they'll bring up Cage Starnes. .522 batting average. He leads the team in RBI with 13. Would love to get one right here.
I would say a 500-plus average, pretty good.
Pretty darn good, I would say. They're back over to first and on time.
We got an opportunity here if you're Perry LeCompton, again with the 1-0 lead. Another base runner on. They seem to be very aggressive when they get on the base pass.
First pitch of the AB. That ball is hit on the line into left field on the ground for another base hit. Rounding second and staying there is Metcalf, who runners on first and second for Caden Byers.
Well, Jeff West in the last half inning had back-to-back hits with two outs. Perry LeCompton here, back-to-back hits with just one out, the advantage. And I think if Metcalf would have took a long turn and decided to make that run, I think he could have got first to third. Looked like there was some confusion between Jacobson and Holthouse on who was going to get that ball. And ultimately, they hold up, play it safe, two on and one out.
Byers betting .304 coming in today, and that ball skips away from the catcher Boyer, and both runners are going to move up. And both will be in scoring position.
Oh, just how crucial are plays like that when you get base runners on and just one pitch, it gets away. And there's pretty good distance between home and the backstop here at the field here in Ozaukee. So if it gets away from Boyer, or if you look at Esmond, the other catcher for Perry LeCompton, certainly base runners are easily able to move.
The ball put in play. Middle infield. They'll try to take me out of third, and they'll get it. But that was for a run. RBI ground out for Caden Byers. And it could 2-0 cause.
Well, you really just can't ask for much more. A productive at bat. Yes, it's an out, but you bring the run across and double up your lead at 2-0.
So that'll bring up Tristan Norwood. Had that fellow home run his first time up. Starnes over there at third base on the fielder's choice. First pitch misses down low for a ball.
Great job that time by Boyer, sliding to his right, stopping that one from getting away. Again, if that kicks away, you certainly have an opportunity, if you're Starnes at third, to make a dash to home.
Wind up in the pitch for Watkins. That one misses. No, in there for a strike. I thought it was going to be inside. It evens up the count 1-1.
Seeing the inside calls pretty tight here early compared to the outside part of the plate, but not that time.
Breaking ball, flat foul towards the Jeff West dugout. Makes it 1-2.
All right, left a fastball out and over the plate for Norwood in his last at bat for that home run. He might be trying to take a little bit off here, but we'll see. With two strikes, does he try to come back with the heater?
We'll find out right now. The pitch, that one misses down low. And he evens up the count 2-2.
And it was not a heater. It was a curveball. So he's thrown back-to-back breaking balls. Interesting to see if he keeps a little bit off of it.
Yeah, the last one kind of seemed to fool Norwood, but he just caught a piece of it. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball. That one, middle. Going to the third baseman. Charging. Throw into first. Will be dropped by the first baseman, and that'll score a run. Infield single. For Norwood, that's an RBI, and it's 3-0, Perry LeCompton.
Yeah, I think Norwood beats out that throw. It was a great effort by Roberts at first. He had to stretch. He was basically all splits over there. That's still, even with Galley at third, tough play all the way around. Ultimately, the advantage goes to Norwood, as they will have a courtesy runner for him. But back-to-back RBI hits, and just like that, 3-0, Perry LeCompton.
courtesy runner is Dakota Plake. So that will bring up Houston Habiger solo, or excuse me, a single in the second inning. Habiger, just a freshman, getting the nod at a important spot at shortstop. First pitch to him, that one fouled into the screen, strike one. Forget this screen really extends up, so I've caught myself looking back towards the parking lot, but yet it comes down off the netting here. So they've got it set up pretty well here from Jeff West Baseball. 0-1, and there'll be a throw back over to first, not in time. Defense fairly straight up for the most part. You got Holthouse in center playing a little bit more towards maybe that gap in left. Most part infield playing fairly straight up. Here's the 0-1, and this is down low. Runner on first, two gone, 3-0 Perry of the Compton. Two runs here on the top of the third. RBI ground out by Byers. RBI infield single for Norwood. Norwood's driven in two of the three runs. Blake has his lead. Breaking ball waits for it. Puts it right towards the second baseman. They'll flip on to second in time for the final out. So we go to the bottom of the third. 3-0 cause. Back in 60 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmer State Bank, this is Lloyd.
Lloyd, I'm going on vacation and want to monitor my Farmer State Bank card more closely. What can I do?
Do you have the Card Valet app?
What's Card Valet?
It's an app that allows you to take control of your Farmer State Bank debit card.
Wow, Lloyd, you have just the solution I need. I can't wait to download Card Valet.
To find out more, you can visit our website or give us a call at the Farmer State Bank.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
KNZA.
Couple runs for a pair of the Compton in the top half of the third, thanks to an RBI ground out from Caden Byers and an RBI single by Tristan Norwood. And that will bring up the top of the order in the bottom of the third for Jefferson West. It's Alex Jacobson grounded out to first, to third, his first time up. First pitch in the air, foul territory, right field side, and out of play.
That's a school bus beware over there.
You need the bus to get back home, that's for sure. Let me punching out any windows with those foul balls. Yeah, you mentioned Perry LeCompton again. A couple of good base knocks. Byers with the RBI ground out. Norwood again with a single. Bring in that third run. 3-0. Productive last couple of innings for the cause on offense. Excuse me, swing by Jacobson on a pitch low and away. Makes it 0-2. And Jeff West won all three meetings against Perry last year, including that regional semifinal. So, you know, Perry has that on their mind here in this first one. Grounder to the shortstop. The throw is not in time. Beating it out using his feet, Alex Jacobson. That's an infield single.
Yeah, it wasn't hit very hard, and Habiger made the decision to wait for it instead of charge for it. So you get yourself a little extra step if you're Jacobson again, making that run down, and then waiting on it there for Habiger might have been the difference in an out. But it's going to be an infield single. Good start here in the inning. Or Jeff West.
Yeah, the natural grass on the infield really slows it down. It's been cut pretty well, but it's just really thick. That really thick fescue. Us golfers know about that.
That's right.
In their strike one. So Briggs back at the plate. He was drilled in between the shoulder blades his first time up. He was picked off at first. And that one just missing a touch outside. That was just barely a miss. Pretty solid pitch there by Norwood, forcing the ump to make a tough call. And Jeff West, they left three on in the first two innings. Right back to the pitcher, about knee height, trying to go for two. Got one, throw on the first, and that is in time, double play. 1-6-3. And two gone for Brody Boyer now coming to the plate.
That was very impressive by Habiger. He was leaning back, catching that at second base, and just kind of whipped it with the arm and got it there in time for a huge double play.
Boyer also, like Briggs, was hit by a pitch his first time up. The pitch misses low and in for ball one.
Yeah, for Boyer, the benefit of at least getting hit with an off-speed pitch, so it wasn't quite maybe what Briggsfelt and his hit batter. Well, and that one rides inside as well. Nearly got him.
I thought it did get him.
I thought it did, too. Yeah. Apparently not. So, Boyer's still good to go.
That was about waist height, dodging out of the way. From the stretch, here's the 2-0. Fastball up and in. Swung on and missed.
Sometimes you get a little antsy when you get ahead in the count. That one might have been a scotch inside, but he saw fastball, tried to take a stab at it.
That one, high fastball, foul tip into the glove of Essman for strike two.
I feel like Norwood's just got a little bit of a rhythm going. He's got, I mean, he's going quick. He ain't wasting a lot of time here, especially you get that juice after that double play by the infield.
Well, this is up and in, ball three. So really, Norwood really attacking inside, and this is the first full count we've had today.
That was dang near chin music on Boyer, and he did not hesitate at all.
3-2, up in the zone, fouled off once again, this time right side, and over the fence out of play. Actually, this would have been the second full count of the day. Tristan Gordon had a full count earlier. He was walked in the second inning.
Yeah, both these teams been fairly aggressive with the early swings.
Up high, ball four. And Boyer will take first. And that's entire at bat. It was up or up and in from Norwood. And that will bring up Brody Thielen. Flew out to center field his first time up. Pinch runner. Once again, that is Brady Skahan, the for Jefferson West.
Well, let's see if you can, as they would say, keep the line moving. Down 3-0 and your leadoff man on, but getting to a double play.
And grounder to short, and that is past him. Habiger missed it, moving to his right. And that will be an error that will move everybody up.
Yep, E6, pretty standard there on the air, but, I mean, it was certainly hit with some good pace, but you mentioned Habiger moving to his right a little bit, just misplaced the glove, and it just skipped right under it. This time that jump, but regardless, that will go down as an error.
Yeah,
it does keep the Jeff West line moving.
I think the biggest thing there was he didn't try to get in front of it. He tried to stab it with his backhand, and that's kind of a common error for young infielders instead of trying to get in front of the ball. Runners on first and second, two gone. First pitch, up and in, missing to Cooper Watkins. The opposing pitcher.
Interesting start to this inning. Again, a single, a double play, and then a walk and an error.
Pitch number 45 from Tristan Norwood on the way. Breaking ball off. Speeder in there. Nice pitch. He evens the count 1-1. Runner's not being held on. Really big lead over there at second from Boyer. That's a breaking pitch in there for strike two. That was pretty.
Boy, that's identical to the last one. I mean, just inside corner, and then it just breaks over the middle of the plate, knee high. See if he comes back with it for a third time.
He will not. Fastball misses up and in, forces Watkins to duck out of the way. And that evens the count 2-2. Have fun. Norwood comes set and fires. Foul tip into the glove of Essman for strike three. Two runners left on, nobody across, and one hit. Score remains 3-0 pair of the Compton. Back in 60 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
KNZA.
Go to the fourth inning. Perry LeCompton leading Jefferson West on the road 3-0. Jared Sluppy alongside Brandon Tabin. Seth Tolleson back in the booth. Leading off for the cause is Wyatt Spencer. Is the bottom of the hitting order coming up. Up on deck is Tristan Gordon. In the hole is Zach Esman.
Well, again, how important this doubleheader is early for both these teams. Perry LeCompton again with the 3-0 advantage. Off to a 4-0 start. Jeff West right behind at 3-1.
Pitch on the zone popped up and over our heads. Out of play.
You can never be too careful.
That is for sure.
You always duck the head.
Kind of talking about these two. Been a while since they've won the league. Jefferson West, their last league championship, 2018. Here, the Compton's last one is that one swung on and missed on a breaking ball, 2014. So it's been 10 years since the Compton has won a Big 7 title.
Well, both these teams were solid last year. Again, Jeff West, a game away from the state tournament. They went 15-8, won 10 of their 14 Big 7 league games.
Fouled first base side, or not fouled, in play, popped up first base side and caught by Roberts for out number one. In that 2014 pair of the Compton team, state runners up that year. That brings up Tristan Gordon, walked his first time up on a full count.
Watkins, he's retired, a leadoff man in all four innings.
Oh, misses down low, ball one.
No, partner, couldn't have asked for only a better day. Temperature-wise, a little bit of a breeze, but not much at all.
Right in between that short sleeve and jacket weather, as that one misses up in the zone, makes it 2-0.
You're comfortable in pants, comfortable in shorts, comfortable in a hoodie, comfortable in a t-shirt.
Absolutely.
Goes both ways.
Got one in there for a strike, and a little wind is allowing some of the farmers to do some burning, so we get a little of that smokiness in the air.
Oh, there was definitely some of that on the drive over here.
Hard to miss that.
Yeah.
Here's a 2-1. Foul tip into the glove of Boyer for strike two. Evens the count.
It'll be nice, Watkins, if he can see a clean inning, face six in the second and six again in the third, which is help Perry LeCompton again get out to this 3-0 advantage.
No, missed up and in. So for the second time today, Gordon with a full count.
And took a walk in his first at bat.
Wind up in the pitch. Breaking ball. Hit in the air. Right side of the infield. Playable. Going towards the outfield. And it is caught for the out in shallow right field. Nice play. Couldn't really tell who made that. I think
that was Croson, the right fielder.
Croson, okay. Four out, number two.
Slid right on the line, just like you're sliding in feet first, you know, coming in home. Kind of does the same way defensively, a little basket catch. That was beautifully done in a big second out. It was hard to tell if it was going to be fair or foul, but nonetheless, he wants to take the out. And now two up and two down, chance to get out with a clean inning.
There's three Tigers around it. Croson comes up with the play. First pitch, breaking pitch to Zach Esman, the catcher. Struck out his first time up. 64 pitches now for Cooper Watkins. We'll keep an eye on that. Of course, the 100-pitch limit. Up in the zone, missing, evens the count.
Face just three in the first. Again, facing six in the second and third. Now can go the minimum here.
Fastball middle, swung on and missed by Esman. On deck, Eli Dean. He is the leadoff hitter. Looking to come through for the third time already this afternoon. Watkins back to work. JW on the hat. Up and in. Check swing. Didn't go. 2-2. Looking at the pitch counts, though. Kind of looks like might have to have possibly some relievers for both teams. And that's when things really get interesting. Pass ball in on the hands. Jammed him. He puts it to the screen. Count stays the same.
That one sounded like he took it off a knuckle. Just that inside part of the bat, but just enough to stay alive.
Yeah, the team ERA for Pair of the Compton, 6.80. Is that one fouled behind us? Out of play. And for Jefferson West, I mean, they're a team that doesn't have a whole lot of depth either as a team in terms of their ERA.
Yeah, both these teams pretty straight up with their roster every night.
Fastball right down the middle. Not sure what Essen was waiting for. Strike three. And that will do it for the top of the fourth. We'll go to the bottom. 3-0 Pair of the Compton. Back in 60 seconds on the MFT Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Financial advice can be confusing. Denison State Bank can help you sift through the clutter and find clarity. Our staff has decades of experience in helping customers make the right choices. For sound banking guidance, see us in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Halfway through our ball game, 3-0 Pair of the Compton. Jared Fluffy, Clinton Tabman, and Seth Tollison with you. High school baseball on KNZA. Chris Norwood has been pretty solid here this afternoon.
Yeah, no doubt. He's been 66.6% of the offense as well. He's driven in two of the three, including a long home run in his first at bat, clearing the left center field fence. And as he mentioned, has pitched well here. He's gotten out of a couple of pickles, but nonetheless, he's got some good play behind him as well. Is obviously he threw off a base runner in the first inning, and then his defense gave him a double play in the last inning as well. So kind of working both ways as Norwood tries to keep that zero on the board.
First pitch, I guess I missed a little bit up, but that was a really good pitch from Norwood for ball one. Roberts at the plate, the first baseman, fouled back to the screen for strike one, evens up the count.
Did you see it? I told you it was going to happen. That
I was, looking down, so it didn't startle me. I saw you, though.
It startles a little bit.
And it fouls back to the screen up above us. That makes it one, and we were right behind home plate.
Right. I told you before the broadcast, I was like, how long is it going to take before we get a line drive foul ball right back in front of our faces? Makes you jump a little bit.
1-2 count coming up from Norwood. Robert's waiting for it. Swing and a miss. Got him swinging. Fourth strikeout of the day for Norwood. And that will bring up Gage Galley. Singled his first time up back in the second inning.
And that was left stranded at second. Hit that nice sharp line drive down the third base line. Could have maybe stretched it for a double. Decided to hang on to a long single.
At first, that pitch was up and in. I don't know. It looked to me like that was a ball, but
well, he didn't like the call. He would agree with you as well, it looks like.
So here's the 0-1 in the dirt. Evens account.
Well, you mentioned the pitch counts again. How long can both these starters end up going before these teams may have to claw into the bullpen?
Low pitch slapped into center field, and that will be caught to the leaping Gordon. Nice athletic play by the Pair of the Compton center fielder. And that'll be out number two.
Off speed and low, goes down and gets it, puts a lot of strength behind it. Maybe Gordon kind of misjudged it a little bit. He kind of takes a few steps in and then has, as you mentioned, has to jump to make that catch. But if he doesn't make that catch and it gets over his head, that is more than extra bases. But an athletic play for Gordon for out number two.
Now bringing up Drew Beilman, the shortstop for the Tigers. And he puts that one into left center field, and that will be trapped. That is down for a base hit.
Ooh, close. Nearly caught by Starnes, but you mentioned again the umpire saw it trapped under the glove, so it will go down as a base hit, and much needed for Jeff West. So that can they put a two-out rally together?
So the two-out single by Drew Beilman, that brings up the center fielder, Tucker Holthouse. The lefty struck out his first time swinging.
Beilman again, 2-for-2. He's got two of the four hits.
First hit, foul tip. I've been off the catcher's mask, Essman.
Let me strike one. That was on the first pitch, too, there for Bielman. Kind of swinging early. Holthouse doing the same. The 0-1. Up and away. Evens up the count.
Well, you mentioned we've only had a couple scenarios where we've worked full counts. I think for the most part, both these teams have been fairly aggressive, you know, early on in counts, trying to get something in play.
When one misses up, ball two. Pitch number 60 coming up for the pair of the Compton. Right-handed starter, Tristan Norwood, first team all Big 7 in 2023. One misses up and away, ball three.
I know it's early, but you look at how the standings have played out so far with these four teams, and we'll have our first mound visit here, so we'll see if anything changes potentially, and it looks like we will have a new pitcher for Perry LeCompton.
All right, so we'll talk about that coming up after the break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
The new pitcher for Perry LeCompton is Eli Dean, making his first appearance of 2024. We've mentioned the struggles for Perry LeCompton on the rubber as a team with a 680 ERA. And Tristan Norwood, who has an ERA of 2.03, is done for the day after 3 2/3 innings. Kind of a surprising move, don't you think, Brandon?
Well, I thought that Norwood had been pitching very well. You maybe go a little bit more strategic here. So the rest of the defensive alignment, they actually put Metcalf in at second base in the spot of Dean, who's now pitching. And then Norwood appears to be in right field.
Okay, so Gordon is still in center field then?
I believe so.
Okay.
So Gordon in center, Norwood in right. Metcalf is the second baseman, and Dean now pitching.
My scorecard is all sorts of jacked up. That's a ball four, a walk to Tucker Holthouse, and he will be aboard safely at first. And Bielman over to second, but two gone.
I've just always been so intrigued by a coach's mindset for pulling a pitcher mid at bat.
Yeah.
You work a count. 3-1 there. Now you bring in a pitcher and you're forcing the hand for Dean to throw a strike. He couldn't there. Gets a swing and a miss here by Jacobson, but that's a tough spot for Dean, and Jeff West trying to claw back, and Jacobson now up there representing the tying run.
1-for-2, timeout call by Jacobson. Single in the third inning. On the wrong side of a double play that got them near the end of the inning in the third. Is that one in there? Strike number two. And one pitch away from getting out of the jam.
Feels like that strike zone's kind of opening up a little bit, expanding a little bit out of the zone. So I think the batters have to protect maybe just a little bit more.
Bottom four, 3-0 Perry LeCompton, the 0-2 pitch. That one misses blown away.
Stay low, kid. Stay low.
From the stretch, Dean goes to work, comes together, and unloads. Up in the zone, foul ball, right side. And did that hit a car? I think it did.
That was no, it landed short of the truck over there, but my car was right next to that truck.
Oh, boy.
So I am very nervous.
1-2 pitch from Dean.
Let's keep him inside the lines.
breaking ball that misses outside. Held on to that ball for just a split second too long. That evens up the count.
So after a strikeout and a line out, you got a single and a walk. That has put two on in quick time with Bielman adjusting the shoes and tying them up over there at second base.
Colin Croson on deck. Rory Boyer in the hole for Jefferson West, trying to get something going here. Trailing 3-0 at home. The pitch. And this is down low. Everyone thought it was strike three. It looked to me like it was a ball, but
it was a scotch below the knees.
Yeah.
It was over.
Yep.
I think that was a good call by the umpire there, even though half the Perry LeCompton team out there thought it was a strike.
Hey, you can't do that. You got to stay out there. You don't get the call, just keep going. You can't be showing up the umpire like that.
That's okay. I respect the confidence.
3-2 pitch. Both runners go. That one missing outside. Ball four. That one was pretty close to zone as well, but that will load the bases for Colin Croson. Fileman on to third. Holdhouse on to second.
Dean is just in such a tough spot. He comes in for Norwood, facing a batter on a 3-1 count. Has to find the strike zone. Can't. Throws the ball. Issues a walk. And now issues a second straight walk. Now the bases are loaded. A base hit here could really turn this game around for the Tigers.
Well, Eli Dean was also first team All Big Seven, and he was actually All State honorable mention, but that was mainly for his spot in the infield, not for his pitching. As that pitch misses, and he visibly upset with the umpire after that one. And that one misses as well.
Well, he's really, he might have trying to get some communication out of the umpire. Back-to-back pitches about the same location on the outside corner, both times being called a ball.
That one's in there for a strike. They'll leave it on the count to Croson. 0 for 1 on the day. Ground into a double play in the second inning and is hit by a pitch in the first. Wind up and the 2-2. In on the hands, fouled it out of play. And that will keep the count at 2-2.
Just got the bat around in time to catch up enough to get a piece.
Base hit put in the right spot would tie this game up. Trailing 3-0. The pitch, that's down low. And the count is full.
You feel the energy? You feel like the crowd's getting a little bit more involved
here? Oh, absolutely.
No doubt about it.
All right, here we go. Nowhere else to put him. Wind up and the pitch. Check swing. You go around. Yes, he did. Strike three. Got him. Three left on base. And the Caws hold on to their 3-0 lead. We played four. We'll go to the fifth. Coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holton Community Hospital is proud to offer pulmonary rehabilitation, a service designed for those experiencing chronic lung conditions. The HCH program offers monitored exercise, medication education, including oxygen therapy, diet and nutritional information, plus techniques and strategy to manage lung conditions and improve your breathing. Talk to your doctor to find out if pulmonary rehab is right for you, as your insurance may pay for all or part of this therapy. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine. Personalized care close to home. Online at HoltonHospital.com.
Hello, I'm Nils Bergston from Bergston Insurance in Holton. I understand the importance of finding the right insurance. As a local guy who owns my own home, farm, and business, I've been in your shoes. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, Medicare supplemental, or simply to compare coverage for your lifestyle, we're here for you. Count on us, a name you can trust, to provide the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Contact me today at 785-364-3771 for personalized insurance solutions.
Kansaland Radio.
Through four, Perry LeCompton with a 3-0 lead here at Jefferson West. High school baseball with you here on KNZA. Jared Sluppy, Brandon Tavin, and Seth Tollison. And for the Caws, they come to play once again. It'll be the top of the hitting order for the third time today. It's Eli Dean.
So Watkins still pitching. That pitch count is getting up there. He's at 70. So could possibly try to at least get through one more inning and has to get through this top of the Caws order.
Breaking ball, hit in the air, out of play for strike one. How about Eli Dean batting 760 coming into today? 760.
That's got to be a typo, right?
Hard to believe that, but like I mentioned, first team, All Big Seven, honorable mention, all stays. That one misses up in the zone. Today, though, he's struggling. He's 0 for 2. Fly out to center field and fly out to right field. Hoping to get back on the right track right here. Count even at 1-1.
Swing and a miss. And one and two.
No, he swung right there trying to put run number four on the board. That was a Hail Mary type swing.
OPS of 1.673. That ball hit in the air, a blooper, out of play. Keep it at one and two. And that did hit a vehicle. That was two vehicles away from yours there. Trust me, I know.
That's a nice SUV as well.
Hyundai. Oof. All right, here we go with the 1-2. In the dirt. Well, misses. Even the count, 2-2.
Did a Perry LeCompton Silver Lake softball game a couple weeks ago, and the cars are lined up, same kind of scenario, close to the field, and a couple cars were hit, and they give a good chance to shout out a local glass replacement.
There you go.
Shop as well when they do.
Shallow blooper, center field. That is dropped by Holdhouse, the center fielder, and that will be the first base runner of the inning for the cause.
Have to imagine that goes down as an error. It was a tough play regardless, but still one that if you ask Holdhouse, he's going to expect himself to probably make that play. That time again, just could not do so.
Kind of a tough spot, kind of underhanded it. It was about waist height, kind of that awkward spot. Runner on first for Garrett Metcalf. 1-for-2 today. Single, a run, and a strikeout as that one misses low and away for ball one.
Stay well.
And Watkins goes to work from the stretch. Roberts holding on. Dean at first. Pickoff move. No tag.
Norwood the starter, and then Watkins here for Jeff West. We saw pickoff attempts, of course, throughout the course of this game. Both really good with their pickoff attempts and keeping base runners honest at first.
Haven't seen a stolen base yet today. Is that one missing low and outside? Makes it 2-0.
Well, this is a big inning. Again, that pitch count is getting up there. He's 22 away from 100. That pitch count. Perry LeCompton, the 3-0 lead and a chance maybe for more.
2-0 misses outside as well, making it 3-0. If I recall correctly, this is the first time that a pitcher has been behind an account 3-0.
You might be right there. And again, both these teams have been fairly aggressive.
4-pitch walk, missing up in the zone. The Metcalf is aboard. Cause trying to add to their lead. As mentioned, they average 12.7 runs per game. They haven't been held to under 6 in a game yet this season.
Well, that 30-29 game that they played against Riverside a week or so ago, it was the second game of the doubleheader. It was dang near midnight by the time that game, well, maybe closer to the 11 o'clock range, but it was past 11 p.m.
It was past 11, yep.
Before that game ended, and then 59 combined runs.
The highest scoring game in the state of Kansas since 2008.
That's right.
They're going to get the bunt down. He pulls back because that one's in the dirt. Cage Stearns takes ball one. That was pitch number 81.
Well, think if Starnes tries to continue to play the bunt and trying to get both these runners over, as you see Roberts at first playing a little bit in.
Now, isn't there a strike? Again, trying to square up for a bunt, but he pulls back and takes a strike up and away in his zone. Evens the count. You got to think that if he puts a runner on or gets a base hit, you got to think that his time is probably limited on the hill. In the bunt, gets a down foul for strike two.
Well, now does Starnes now get a chance to hit away with two strikes?
Yeah, I don't think you're trying to bunt, especially with Starnes' hitting ability. I think 522 coming into today, leading the team in RBI.
Hey, Will, bud, do a job.
Watkins goes back to the stretch.
All right.
Breaking ball way up in the zone. Keeps up the count 2-2.
And just didn't get the break that he wanted there on that pitch.
Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Top of five. Now this is up and in for three. Works the count full.
Well, it looks like Watkins could be seeing his last batter faced. If he walks here and bases get loaded as that pitch count continues to rise, could be it, depending on what happens here.
The pitch. Now misses ball four. And the bases are loaded with nobody out. Metcalf over to second. Dean over to third.
Dean reached on an error in center field. Metcalf reaching on a walk. So back-to-back walks for Cooper Watkins. And now we have a mound visit.
Well, players only. Oh, here comes Coach Hypes. Of course, he took over for the Jeff West girls basketball team at the holiday break and coaching baseball as well. And it looks to be that they're going to keep it maybe for at least one more at bat. But that's a tough break again. You start the inning off with a tough play for Holthaus in center, but certainly one that was catchable. And then you put the first guy on via an error and then back-to-back walks. And that last one on a 3-2 count. But nonetheless, a big opportunity for the cause to kind of blow this game open here, game one. Trying to keep that lead at least early on in the Big 7 league standings.
So Watkins staying out there. He'll take on Caden Byers, who's 0 for 2, but has an RBI ground out. First pitch. That one misses up and away. Ball one. So back-to-back walks for Watkins, trying to keep that at two with the bases empty and nobody out here at the top of the fifth. Fairly Compton already up 3-0, trying to pad their lead and get some insurance runs. Now this is up and away as well, ball two. So a four-pitch walk, a full count walk, and now it's 2-0.
Well, you know Byers wants to put a granny off the scoreboard in right center, but a productive at bat, just like his last one where he drove in a run with the ground out, he would certainly take that.
Up and in, missing from all three.
So that's seven straights that have gone outside the zone, or at least seven.
Means one right here. Here we go. 3-0 pitch. Now it misses. Ball four and walks in a run. Dean scores. Metcalf to third. Stars to second. RBI walk for Caden Byers, his second RBI of the day.
90 pitches now for Watkins, and you could see him laboring just a touch, and we'll keep him out there for at least one more.
That brings up Justin Norwood. 2-for-2, home run, RBI single, and yeah, I think this is the right move to not have him go anymore, and we'll have a pitching change. We'll go to break. We'll be back in about 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
FM KNZA.
The Cooper Watkins day is done. He goes four innings. He allows three base runners here in the top of the first. The top of the fifth. Jared Sluppy, Brandon Tabin, and Drew Beilman. Now the new pitcher for the Tigers. Base is loaded, and this will be a tough situation for him.
Yeah, him and Watkins just trade spots. Watkins going to play shortstop. Beilman comes in and inherits the bases loaded with nobody out after three consecutive walks. After the inning started with Eli Dean reaching via an error, and then walk, 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 a run is in, and the cause again, chance to really bust this game through, see what Beilman can do to stop the bleeding.
Well, prior to this inning, he had just one walk allowed. First pitch in there, breaking pitch, strike one to Tristan Norwood. As mentioned before the break, he's 2-for-2. A solo home run in the second inning and an RBI single in the third. 90 pitches in total for Watkins. On top in the air. Playable for the catcher, Boyer, and he's got it. Ground number one, a big-time first down. Now a double play is in play and a chance to get out of the jam and give up just the one run.
Well, you get the hottest hitter in the game to pop out in foul territory, and you mentioned the double play certainly comes in now. If Jeff West can somehow claw their way out of this inning and Bielman can come in and limit that damage to just that one bases loaded walk, despite being down 4-0, you got to feel really good if you're Jeff West if they can do it.
Houston Habiger takes ball one upstairs. He's 1-for-2, single in the second inning. He was stranded at third. A chance to blow this thing open with a 4-0 lead. Runners on all the bags. That ball ahead. Base hit. Left field. One will score. Rounding third, heading home is Starnes. Here's the throw to third. It is cut off. And it is 6-0. Pair of the Compton. A 2-RBI single for Houston Habiger.
How about the freshman coming into a huge spot and his second hit driving in two, helping this game explode to a now 6-0 lead with still only one out.
So all six runs are earned and are all credited to Cooper Watkins. And that will bring up Wyatt Spencer. By the way, Caden Byers moved up to second on that play as well. So runners on first and second. One out for Wyatt Spencer. 0-for-2 on the day. Strikeout and a pop out. We have a pinch runner coming up for a pair of the Compton.
Freshman and Caden Baker out there at second base.
Baker, 5 runs on the year, 3 stolen bases.
The Habiger again, a freshman, coming up with a clutch hit. Just drops it over the third baseman in Galley, the shallow left field. Good base running as well all the way around with Metcalf and Starnes scoring with ease.
So the Cavs have doubled their run total here in the top of the fifth. Came into it up 3-0, now up 6-0. Bielman comes set. That one is down low. Ball one. Spencer's fourth pitch of the inning. Comes set, looks back at second, nobody holding him on. That's a double take regardless. Breaking ball, that was going to miss high, about eyeball height. He'll try to turn two here, gets one on to first, in time, double play. Valley in the inning, with the damage is done. The Cavs get 3 runs across. It's 6-0 pair of the Compton here at Jefferson West. We'll step aside for 60 seconds. Jeff West trying to rally from behind here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
Gansaland Radio.
6-0 pair of the Compton. Leading Jefferson West as we go to the bottom of the fifth. It'll be Brody Boyer coming to the plate. Hasn't had an at-bat yet, but in his 2 plate appearances, he was hit by a pitch and he walked. And he'll lead off the Jefferson West fifth. Eli Dean back on the rubber for the Cavs. Got out of a bases loaded jam. As that one misses down low for ball one.
Well, Jeff West, they only have 4 hits today, but they have left 8 runners on base.
Certainly not ideal as that one misses for ball 2. Dean did get out of the jam, but wasn't the prettiest way to get out of the jam. That one's a strike. He threw 15 pitches in that effort to retire the final 2 batters. That ball is hit opposite way. Second baseman Metcalf throwing to first is in time for round number 1.
Nice high hop off the grass, easily able to play it. Again, Metcalf at second base and plenty of time to get Boyer at first.
That brings up Brody Thielen, 0-for-2, reached on an error in the third inning and flew out to center field in his first AB. Base is empty, 1 gone, bottom of 6. bottom of 5-6-0. Pair of the Compton to lead. Allen misses outside ball one. Beautiful day for baseball. Just a little bit of wind blowing out to left center field as Allen misses ball two. Smoky skies with the farmers doing
smoky
their burning.
Skies, I like it. Beautiful backdrop again with the lake beyond right field.
This is up and in ball three from Eli Dean.
We were here last year. They were hosting a 3A regional tournament here where it was Jeff West and Bishop Ward. I believe, looking at some standings earlier today, Bishop Ward, an undefeated start for them. I think they were like 7 or 8-0, so.
Another strike one, solid start for the Kansas City team.
Yeah, a lot of these familiar faces back for Jeff West. Again, that went 15-8 a year ago.
Five. Oh, wow, that was a... he was halfway down to first base and called a strike.
No,
that would have been ball four. That could have been ball four.
We've seen multiple instances where a bunner, or a batter, excuse me, has kind of thought the ump was going to call it one way, but it has gone another way.
3-2 pitch, skied in the air, and that's out of play.
Please don't. Okay, good.
Behind us, you're good on that one. Well, looking at the regional baseball assignments for this year, got some area teams that will be back here. They'll be hosting again as that one's hitting the air towards right center field. Converging, that's in the gap all the way to the wall. This will get some offense started for the Tigers, and that will be the throw to second, and he is not in, or he is in there in time. The throw is not in time, and that's a one-out double for Brody Thielen.
That was a dart of a throw.
That was a close
by Norwood. Norwood, it's in right center field up against the wall on the warning track, and that was a line drive shot that was maybe a step or two away from getting Thielen at second.
Well, going back to my thought about the regional this year, that'll be here once again. ACCHS, Hiawatha, Royal Valley, of course, Jeff West, Perry the Compton, Donovan West, that's an interesting one, and Sabetha with Bishop Ward. That one has swung on and missed. Strike one for Cooper Watkins.
So the team's a little bit different than last year, but very similar. And potentially, of course, one we might be covering for you once we get there.
Donovan West, 3A there? That's kind of interesting. Giving the count 1-1. Swing on a miss. Nice pitch, fastball to Watkins, making it 1-2.
Well, it's actually Riverside.
Riverside,
yep, correct.
Yeah,
you got the D-West players playing with Riverside, so it's Riverside, really. So you got a lot of Big 7 flair.
Up and away, that misses 2-2.
Now, if you want to claw your way back, you got to find a way to at least get Thielen home from second.
Now, in there, strike three, thrown down to second, not in time, but that's the third time that Cooper Watkins has struck out today. And that'll bring Eli Roberts. He's over two on the day as well.
Just a pitch you can't take. That was too good. It was knee-high fastball, and when you're down and trying to come back with a runner in scoring position, you can't let the umpire bring you up with a pitch that good.
Fastball middle-middle taken for strike one.
Throw your pitch, kid.
Big lead over there at second for Thielen, and he'll step off the back of the mound as Metcalf fully drifts his way back towards second base. Trying to cover it. 0-1, that misses outside, pops out of the glove of Essman. Throw down to third, that should be in time, but it's crossed by Spencer, the third baseman, gets past him. He's going to come home, the throw is going to be not in time, and Jefferson West is finally on the board.
Well, for Essman, he had a little bit of time to make a good throw. It was low, and even Spencer at third, maybe a shot still to glove it and apply the tag, but it was low, pops out of his glove, had to lean a little bit to his left, and smart base running, but absolutely needed for Thielen and company to at least get one on the board.
Yeah, the throw could have been a little bit better. I still think you got to make that play, though, as that one misses up in the zone for a ball to Roberts, so that'll go as an unearned run, and Thielen scores, makes it 6-1. And that one's hit into center field. Will drop in for a base hit. Gets past the center fielder off of the glove of Gordon. Running first, heading for second. And he'll look at three, and he'll stay at two. So that is a two-out double. Jefferson West trying to come up with something. Still a long ways away, though.
Well, keep the line moving. Two outs regardless. You got to just find a way to put him in play. And another base hit could chip into it a little bit more.
Gage Galley to the plate. Single back in the second inning. Hasn't had the best season this year, but trying to turn that around with love, a two-hit afternoon to try to keep the Tigers back in this ballgame. That one misses up in the zone, ball one. Two gone, runner at second. 1-0 pitch. That one fouled straight back to the screen. Even to count 1-1. And Drew Beilman, you would love to have him come to the plate if you're Jefferson West. He has a couple of singles. The lone Tiger with a multi-hit day.
Good job. Good hustle.
This is going to be pitch number 38 already for Eli Dean in his relief effort.
Let's get this one, guys.
He comes set. Doesn't even look back at second. That one up in the zone. Opposite way. Base hit. Rounding third and going to stay there. Smart decision as a nice throw from right field from Norwood. The runners will be on the corners. Still two gone.
Yeah,
it's a two-hit day for Gage Galley.
Yeah, smart play by Coach Heitz over there. Third base, hanging on to Roberts at third. That was a dart from right field from Norwood. We've seen him make a couple of good throws from that right field spot. Of course, starting today on the mound and, of course, doing well defensively and right.
So Beilman comes up in the eight hole. First pitch in there, strike one. As mentioned, a couple of singles today. Another one would give Jefferson West their second run. The 0-1 pitch. That ball roped, but right at the shortstop, but he boosts it. Pitch flips it over to second, but no, gets past him. Doesn't have a play. Everybody's safe, and the Tigers are within four.
Well, for the cause, that's one you got to make. If you're Habiger, could have maybe have taken a step forward, but tried to kind of judge it. It was a soft liner and trying to really catch it off the dirt and kind of misplayed there.
First pitch, that one misses to Tucker Holthouse. 0 for 1 with a walk. That one's in there for a strike. Evens up the count. Galley over there at second. Beilman at first. With two gone. That ball rolls at the second baseman. Trying to make the play. Keeps him serving. Throw to first. And that will be in time. Just barely. Nice extension by Byers. Going to his right to make that play. The two runs come in for the Tigers. They're trying to get back in it. And Perry Compton will come up to the plate next. And Brandon Tadden will be back on the call as we go to the sixth inning. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Now the Jeff West Tigers trying to claw back into it. A couple of runs, a couple of unearned runs in that last inning. They trail Perry LeCompton 6-2 as we start the sixth inning here on KNZA. Brandon, Seth in studio, Jared with me to my right as Beilman back to work for Jeff West. And the first pitch to Tristan Gordon off speed in there for a strike. Gordon a walk in the second, popped out to right in his second at bat. And he takes one high, one ball, one strike. Gordon, Essman, and Dean, 8-9-1. The Perry orders, they lead it 6-2 here in the sixth. There's a swing at a high fastball. And Gordon wanted all that. and caught none of it. It's 1-2.
It was up at his eyes and on the hands as well.
That was swing away no matter what. Now, off-speed pitch. Beilman pulls the string, and Gordon is down swinging for out number one.
Beilman by Hughes.
Esmond.
Right there.
Esmond.
Here's Esmond, who steps in.
We'd love to have a base runner for Eli Dean, who is due, because he's 0 for 3 and mentioned his 760 batting average, so we'd love to have somebody on.
Right. Esmond 0 for 2, couple of strikeouts by Allman's first pitch. Away and in the dirt for ball one. 6 runs, 6 hits, 4 left for Perry LeCompton here today with their 6-2 lead. Next pitch in there for a strike to Esmond. 1-1.
Bowman likes to waste no time.
Sun starting to peek through the clouds behind us to the right. Shadows across the field of play. Next pitch outside, 2-1. Now, temperature-wise, couldn't have asked for a better afternoon. A light breeze towards left field. Next pitch just missing. Now 3-1 with Dean due up next. Perry, 1-2, 2-3, 3-5. Next pitch in there for a strike, watching all the way with Esmond. Now it's full, 3-2. Red jerseys, white pants for Jeff West, blue and gray for Perry LeCompton. Slap to the right side, out of play.
Ooh, windshield.
Windshield, beware. Still intact. And we'll do it again at 3-2.
When I was North Dakota, I did have a Legion game where a ball went straight through the windshield,
woo,
clean as it could be.
Well, that one took it just fine. If it was my car, it'd be shattered into a million pieces of my luck. There's a pitch that just missed high for a ball. Good eye for Esmond, and he's on with a one-out walk.
Yeah, that did not miss by much. That's a tough pitch to take, but he ends up getting paid off for it.
Fastball over the plate, but just a little bit high.
Henry Hayes now pinch running over there at first. 5 stolen bases for him.
Both teams have certainly utilized their courtesy runners here today. Here comes Eli Dean, second base. Started the day at second base, but now pitching. Came in for Norwood. Inning and change ago. Beilman's first pitch to him. High chopper left side. Fielded cleanly by Galley to second for one. Bobbled to first. And the bobble will only get the one out. But you get the lead run. And Esmond at second. And Dean will be on now with 2 outs.
Yeah, just not the cleanest of exchanges there from glove to hand for Thielen over there at second base. Couldn't quite get it out in time for the speedy Dean.
So Dean at first base for Metcalf, who has reached twice. He has walked and scored and has singled and scored. He has also struck out. Runner at first, 2 down, top 6. Here comes a steal attempt, throw to second base, a little wide off the bag, and
yeah,
the tag not applied.
Yeah.
The throw was well in time to get Dean, but it was Watkins who got pulled off just a touch and couldn't apply the tag in time, and Dean a little shaken up on the play.
And that was a terrific slide by Dean. He kind of slid to the inside of the bag as the throw was outside and didn't allow Thielen to make the tag. That was beautifully done by Eli Dean.
Well, now a runner in scoring position with 2 outs. Again, Metcalf at the plate. Struck out in his first at-bat, singled and scored in the third, and walked and scored in the fifth. Or beg your pardon, in the fourth. But up here for a fourth time, and a base hit could add a little insurance here for the cause. 6-2 is their lead. Top 6, runner at second, 2 down.
And by the way, that was the first steal for either team of the day.
Seen a couple pickoff attempts, pickoffs earlier in the game, but the first steal. Foul ball, little chopper to the left side. 1-1 here on Metcalf. 1-1. Beilman's done a good job, but needs to get one here. Keep the Tigers within 4. Beilman's 1-1. Fastball outside corner. Got it there. It's 1-2. That outside corner has been an up-and-down call today.
Sure has.
It has caused some uproar from some of the pitchers and the fans here today. That time gets the strike and a 1-2. High chopper in play. Left side fielded. Watkins, long throw across the diamond, and he gets him in time. That is a heck of an effort by Watkins at short to get the out and get out of the inning unscathed. So we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Jeff West down to their final two at-bats. They trail Perry LeCompton 6-2 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
'Tis the season at Wilson Tire and Holton. No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexton, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check us out online at WilsonTireKS.com.
We made offers subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Hanzaland Radio.
Well, Jeff West down 6-2 here to Perry LeCompton as we start the bottom of the sixth inning. Tigers sent seven to the plate in their last at-bat in the fifth, scoring two, getting within four. Two more at-bats to go for Jeff West. They need to put a rally together as Dean back to work on the bump for Perry LeCompton.
Three hits last inning for the Tigers. They got something going, a little bit of a two-out rally in the fifth, but ultimately they did kind of leave a few runners aboard, and if there was one or no outs, they probably could have gotten a few more.
They have left 10 runners on base starting this inning, so they have had opportunities but have only scratched across two. Dean's first pitch here to Jacobson. Misses for ball one, and now a high chopper left side foul. One ball and one strike. Top of the order here for Jeff West in the sixth. Jacobson, Croson, and Boyer. 6-2, the Perry LeCompton lead. They try to stay unbeaten here early on in Big 7 league play. They're 4-0. Big win if Jeff West can come back. It would be a big win if Jeff West can come back. That would tie him atop the standings going into their second game later tonight. Jeff West 3-1 coming in. Next pitch in there finds the strike zone. Jacobson down, one ball and two strikes. He is grounded out. He is singled and walked. Fourth time through the order for Jeff West here today. Dean kicks and fires. Just missing on the inside corner, and it's 2-2. On the way. Ground ball sharp and into left field for a hit. Right between Spencer at third and Habiger at short, and a leadoff single on a two-strike count puts Jacobson on with nobody out.
A little bit low in the zone. Kind of just golf that into left field. Well done.
Jacobson now has reached three times and four at-bats. Two singles now and a walk. So here is Croson. He's been hit by a pitch. He is grounded into a double play, and he is struck out. Dean's first pitch. An illustrious outside corner. This time missing. It's 1-0.
That was pitch number 50 for Dean in relief.
See if Dean tries to go the rest of the way. So now meeting on the hill here for Perry LeCompton. It's a 2-0 count here. We might have a pitching change here. Well, I was going into that last point. I was curious to see if Dean was going to continue on, and it looked like he will. Okay, that was a little bit of a fake out there. So
I think it's the right decision. I don't think he's done anything necessarily too egregious to warrant another pitching change.
Well, Jeff West, an opportunity here. They're down four and got six outs to work with. They got a runner at first, nobody down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Top of the order here, Jacobson led off with a sharp single to left. Croson steps in here, the 2-0 count. Dean just throw back to first, now timed by the umpire.
I think Esmond wasn't ready, called the time.
So now Dean out of the stretch and fires. in there for a strike, and it's 2-1.
Looks to me like Esmond wanted that one outside, but he caught it inside, and you got to be kind of careful with that, because sometimes if the catcher is not really on straight on the plate and it goes to the opposite side, he'll call it a ball.
Now Dean steps off the rubber here, 2-1. Jeff West had just 4 hits and no runs through the first 4. They had 2 runs on 3 hits in their last at-bat. Chopper and foul.
Ouch.
It's off, yeah, the inside, maybe part of the leg there of Croson. The walk off the stinger there, but it evens up. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
He doesn't have one of those shin guards either. It's a pretty useful tool. You only see that more in the higher levels of baseball, though.
Yeah, big pitch coming up here for Dean. A 2-2 count. Jacobson at first base. Nobody out. Bottom 6. Perry Compton trying to stay undefeated early on in league play. They're 4-0, and they have a 6-2 lead here at Jeff West. Of course, they'll play one more after this one. Dean steps off the rubber, now back, shaking off 3 straight signs, and now likes the 4th option. 2-2. And it's fouled out of play. We'll do it again. Boyer due up next. And then Keelan after that. As Jeff West tries to rally here in game number 1. Dean sets and fires to 2-2. Little slow roller. Only play is going to be to first. And underhands it in time. So the runner advances, but Koss get the first down of the inning.
It was caught just at the very, very, very end of the bat. That man only in between the...
Had some wild spin on it, too.
It was only in between the mound and home plate is where that ended up landing in the infield.
Essentially, might as well have been a sack bunt. That's certainly in a scenario where you want to try to force your way to a guaranteed out when you're down 4 late, but that's ultimately what it works out to. You get the runner into scoring position, but now 1 out for Boyer, who has been hit by a pitch. He has walked and is grounded out. But a base hit could cut it to a 3-run game. First pitch by Dean, off speed outside for a ball.
There's a big gap in between Gordon and Norwood in the outfield. Norwood's kind of playing pretty far over to the right, and Gordon, I mean, he's playing to the left of second base, which is pretty standard.
Fastball up and in. And it's 2-0.
Hit one opposite way into that gap. That can bring some real trouble.
Big body catcher at the plate from the right side. Fouls this one off the mask of Esmond and straight back into the netting. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Runner at second base, Jacobson. Led off the inning with a single. Got up there on the ground out by Croson. Dean's 2-1. Outside corner, got it this time. It's 2-2. 2-2 count to Boyer here. Runner at second base, bottom 6. Cause with a 6-2 lead here on the road. Dean fires. Just missing with the off speed, and I think he liked it. The umpire did not. 3-2.
That puts Dean's pitch count above Norwood's. Norwood finished with 59. Dean now at 60.
So a big 3-2 pitch coming up. Thielen on deck. And a timeout by the umpire.
I think actually that was called by Boyer. We had a lot of timeouts in this at-bat.
Yeah. So Boyer steps out. Big at-bat. 3-2 pitch coming up. Here it is. Rides inside, missing. Ball 4. And 2 on and 1 out for Thielen. Tried to bring in the heat with the fastball and missed inside. Nearly got him. Well, we saw Thielen smash a double into right center his last time up. He would love to replicate that here in this at-bat with 2 on and 1 out. I think we're getting potentially a courtesy runner, as we have seen for Boyer here today. Check on that here in a second, but Jeff West certainly not going away quietly, and they are making things interesting here in the late innings. Or never mind, looks like they'll keep Boyer aboard at first base after the walk. So 2 on and 1 out. First pitch to Thielen a little bit inside, it's 1-0. So mentioned the double, and the last at bat came around to score. Thielen's also reached via an error and it's flown out to center field. Takes a fastball in the outside corner, gets the call here. It's a strike. It's 1-1. Jacobson at second, Boyer at first. 6-2 cause here in the sixth. Aldean steps off, fakes the throw to second. Everyone back safely.
Now with how the pace of this game has kind of slowed down, I think they really are grasping the magnitude of how much this game means to both these two chances of winning the Big Seven this year.
Now, Dean tried the off-speed pitch, didn't break enough, missing high. Two balls and one strike here to Thielen. Advantage batter here. Now, Rope, left side, off the end of the bat, finds the hole and into center field for a hit. They'll hold the runner at third. Bases are loaded with one out. Another hit for Brody Thielen.
I think that's the right move to hold Jacobson over there at third. Seen the arm strength from all three of the outfielders. It looks like now we're going to have maybe a pitching change here.
We'll see. Dean is currently on the hill, but it doesn't appear that. Oh, now it goes. All right, so Dean is out, and Curly Compton will be their third pitcher of the game. But a big spot here. Jeff West trying to claw back. Bases loaded. One out. It's a four-run game. Back after this on KNZA.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
Third pitcher now for Perry LeCompton in a big spot. It's going to be Caden Byers, big body left-hander, who comes in.
Brady Cahan.
And we're going to get a pitch hitter here for Watkins. It's going to be Brady Cahan.
Yeah, Watkins, tough day at the plate today. 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. So he's going to get Scahan to come in for him.
So Scahan, we've seen him as a pitch runner, but now comes up with the bases loaded and one out. Facing Byers for the first time in a 6-2 game.
Unofficial line for Eli Dean, 1 2/3 innings, 2 strikeouts, 2 walks, 4 hits, and he's responsible for all 3 base runners.
So Scahan again takes a pitch in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Jacobson led off the inning with a single. He got to second on a ground out by Croson. Boyer walked, and then Thielen singled. As the base is loaded here, next pitch in the dirt low, it's 2-1. Now, Jeff West, they got the tying run at the plate. The base is loaded here. 6-2, Perry LeCompton lead. Next pitch by Byers is high, and it's 3-1. You think Scahan takes all the way here?
I think you do at this point in the game.
And he does, but Byers finds it in the zone, and a huge 3-2 pitch coming up.
That was low and in. I don't mind that at all.
Jacobson at third, Boyer at second, Thielen at first, the 3-2. It is high, ball four, and it's a 6-3 game. Boyer to third, Thielen to second, Scahan to first.
Eli Roberts.
And credits him with an RBI. Now the go-ahead run representing with Eli Roberts, who comes up with a single, a ground out, and a strikeout. He has also scored a run. 6-3 game now. Byers, first pitch, low and in for ball number one. And Jeff West clawing their way back and making things very interesting down the stretch. 1-0 from Byers. Fastball high, 2-0. The cause lead is 6-3. Jeff West, bases loaded, still only one out. Byers 2-0. That one is in there, and it's 2-1.
He's kind of followed through a lot more on that one. The first few pitches, he's kind of just been kind of staying up, but then that one he really followed through.
Fires brings it. Set at the belt. Lifts, and the lefty fires. Ground ball inside the line. A diving stop, and it gets into left field. One run is in. Two runs are in, and we got a one-run game here with one out in the sixth inning. Great effort by Dean at third, but just got past the glove, and Roberts drives in two.
Clutch piece hitting his second hit of the day. Well done. And it was Dean playing in. He was in front of the bag. He was in the infield grass, so he kind of had to make up for lost ground. If he was at his regular position, he would have easily been able to get at least one, if not turn double play, got out of the inning.
Boyer scoring, and also Thielen as well on that hit by Roberts. A 6-5 game all of a sudden, with still only one out and two runners on for the Tigers. Tying run represented at second, the go-ahead run at first. High fly ball, right side, tailing foul. And was that caught by the first baseman, Spencer? It was. Okay, so it was. It was hard to see.
Yeah.
So Galley fouls out. That is a big second out for Perry LeCompton.
Because nobody reacted, because the Perry LeCompton crowd can
I thought someone
it.
In the dugout caught it.
Oh.
That's why I was confused for a second, but it was caught by the first baseman, Spencer, in foul territory. So two outs and two on, and now it's up to Beilman. It was reached on an error, but has also had a couple of singles. And Byers will step off the rubber and look back the runner at second base. But three have scored to make it a 6-5 game. The Cause led 6-0 going into the bottom of the fifth. But now it is 6-5 in the bottom of the sixth.
The Skahan has a big lead over there at second.
First
and now I think
Metcalf
is trying to signal to maybe try a pickoff move here.
Metcalf holding the line and another turn and face towards second base. I think that's great work over there by Skahan at second. Make the pitcher think about it a little bit. Here's a 1-0. Been there for a strike. They'll throw back to second base near out, and it was a great throw by Essman, but Skahan gets back in time, and the count evens up at 1-1. Skahan the runner at second. Roberts the runner at first. 6-5, Perry LeCompton, two outs. You're in the bottom of the sixth. And it's ripped into center field on both runners going, and then it gets booted away by the center fielder in Gordon. One run is in, we're tied. Here comes the go-ahead run. Play at the plate, not in time. Jeff West with a 5-spot here in the bottom of the sixth, and they take a 7-6 lead.
He mentioned both runners going as soon as the ball was pitched, and that is a big reason why they were able to get that second run to come in. With the ball going through the legs of Gordon, they've had some trouble with that. That'll be an E8 for Roberts to score.
So Beilman comes through with another hit, and then the center fielder and Gordon, it gets through him, which allows both runners to score, and just like that, a 5-spot here in the inning. And the Tigers have a 7-6 lead, and they're still batting with two outs.
Second, make that third hit of the day for Drew Beilman, and he has not been put away once today.
Impressive inning here for Jefferson West. Again, trailed. He's got a timeout with the umpires meeting. But the Cause were cruising along. They had a 6-0 lead going into the bottom of the fifth. Jeff West, in that bottom half of inning number five, scored 2 on 3 hits, got it to within 6-2. They held Perry LeCompton scoreless in the top of the sixth, and now they have come back with a 5-spot. You're in the bottom of the sixth and have a 7-6 lead just like that.
And what did I say at the beginning of the game? They needed Tristan Norwood to go deep in this game. He only goes 3 2/3, leaves the door open for Jefferson West to come from behind. It's exactly what I said right before the game.
Right. Well, now one of the umpires talking to Beilman at second base. Not sure. Now the other home plate umpire talking to Coach Hypes over there down the third base side. Maybe a sportsmanship thing? I'm not sure. They had addressed Beilman over there at second base. Maybe he did something. I don't know. I don't want to speculate too much, but
number five, Tucker, Holthouse.
Regardless, Beilman comes through with the big hit that leads to two runs and gives Jeff West a 7-6 lead. And Tucker Holthouse will step in with a chance to add to it with two outs. As the umpires are still moving around and talking to coaches, and one fan has their car alarm going off. Well, again, not sure what the pause in the action is, but the umpire dusted up home plates. What an inning for the Tigers. They still bat here. They have batted around. Started with Jacobson, the leadoff man. Now got Holthouse, number 9 in the order. 5 runs across. Still a runner at second with 2 down. Jeff West, their first lead of the game at 7-6.
Tigers for another. Somebody loosening in the bullpen. Couldn't tell who it was, but they're hoping somebody can come in and get a save here.
First pitch to Holthouse in there for a strike. He has struck out. He has walked. And he has grounded out.
And actually, it was the third pitch, technically. He had that big break. But that
oh,
was
correct.
The 1-1 pitch, yeah.
1-1, now 1-2. So big 1-2 pitch coming up. That was a lengthy break. Caught you off guard. Boy, what a good breaking ball there by Byers, but just missing. And evens the count. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Or correction, the umpire showed 1-1. So I think we were right, but a 1-1 is hit to the right side. This is certainly playable for the second baseman, Metcalf, and he does get it to first in time for the out. But the Tigers bat around, and the damage is done. Once trailing 6-0, now have a 7-6 lead and a chance to win the game. Cause need 1 in the 7th to extend it. Back for this exciting finish here on KMCA.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, we appreciate you hanging with us. Once a 6-0 Perry LeCompton lead is now a 7-6 Jeff West lead as we hit the final inning of play. Brandon, Jared, Seth with you. We're trying to get some confirmation here as it looks like Cooper Watkins is back into pitch here.
I didn't know that was allowed.
And weren't quite sure on the being able to start a game and then come back in. And he was close to his 100 pitch count.
He had 90.
But it is reset on the board, and he has a chance for a 7th inning save.
Darn.
Well, the Caws have blown a 6-0 lead and now need a run here in the 7th. As Watkins first pitched to Starnes. Just missed for a ball.
And by the way, it's 105 pitches.
Okay,
this
105.
Year, so not 100. That's my fault.
Well, Watkins back in. There's a swing and a miss. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. And that puts Beilman back over there at shortstop. Next pitch high, 2-1. Well, the Caws again, they were cruising along. They had a 6-0 lead going into the bottom of the 5th. But 2 in the 5th and 5 in the 6th for Jeff West. They are 3 outs away from stealing this first game. Next pitch high, advantage Starnes at 3-1. So Starnes, Byers, and Norwood. Part of the order, 3-4-5. Caws had 1 in the 2nd, 2 in the 3rd, 3 in the 5th. Next pitch is called a strike. And for another time, we see a base runner prematurely take off, thinking it was 4. And the umpire rings it up for a strike, and now a big 3-2 coming up. Here is Watkins, he'll fire. Swing and a miss on a fastball high. And slamming the bat at Starnes in frustration. Thought he was on with a walk. Instead, takes a strikeout swinging. And the first out here in the seventh.
25, Caden Byers.
So Byers to the plate. He has two RBI, both kind of unconventional. Had a ground out in the third inning that brought home a run, and then a walk with the bases loaded in the fifth inning.
Byers again. That's from the left side. Takes it off. Speed pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Well, the Jeff West fans are certainly loving this and a chance to absolutely steal this game one against the Cause. Hit to the left side, and it's caught by Bioman. Not a lot behind it, just a little wider. Over to the shortstop, and quickly two up and two down. The Tigers one out away from winning this game. Strikeout and a line out, and here's Norwood, who got the game going in a big way with a home run in the second. As Watkins steps off the rubber, he has also singled and has popped out to the catcher. He is driven in two. First pitch to him, off speed low. It's 1-0. If Jeff West holds on, these two teams will be tied with a 4-1 Big 7 league record. Next pitch a little bit away, 2-0. And Perry LeCompton, they go to Sabetha on Thursday. Sabetha entered tonight also at 4-0 in league play. So things are really going to shape up here in the next week or two in the Big 7. Next pitch missing inside, so a big 3-0 count. Norwood represents the tying run. 7-6, Jeff West, they have clawed back after being down 6-0, going into the bottom of the fifth. Watkins finds the zone there with a fastball, and it's 3-1.
Last pitch, 102 on the day for Watkins. So,
no, again, we're still wondering what's good there, but next pitch, 3-1, low and in the dirt, ball 4, so the inning continues, and a 2-out walk as the freshman, Houston Habiger. Well, Habiger had a big hit in the fifth, a 2-RBI single. He's hit 2 singles today. He's 2-for-3. He's got Norwood, who represents the tying run at first base with 2 outs. Here in the seventh, Jeff West and Watkins trying to lock down a save and a win. First pitch to Habiger. Swing and a miss. Strike number 1. He singled in the second, reached out a fielder's choice in the third, and then had that 2-RBI single in the fifth. That was a 3-run inning for the Cause, and at the time, gave them a 6-run lead. Fastball high. 1-1. A strikeout, a lineout, and a walk. And a 1-1 count here on Habiger. A 7-6 Jeff West lead trying to close the door here in the seventh. And a slow roller easily played it short over to second in time, and the comeback is complete. A ground out and a fielder's choice will end the ball game, and 7 unanswered runs give Jeff West a 7-6 win over Perry LeCompton. Our post-game show is next, and we're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
KNZA.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital. Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
KNZA.
Well, glad to bring you an absolute thriller here this afternoon. A rally win for Jefferson West. Once down 6-0 in the fifth, 7 unanswered to pull out the comeback, 7-6. And Jeff West moving to 6-3 overall, 4-1 in league play. Fairly confident they dropped to 6-2 and now 4-1 in league play. Brandon, Jared, Seth, one final time as we kind of wrap this one up for you here on KNCA. Heck of a ball game, man. We had a game that looked pretty comfortable for Perry LeCompton through 5-plus innings, but Jeff West, they battled, kept the line moving, some clutch hits late, and obviously a heck of a rally to pull out a 7-6 win, and that's just absolutely monstrous when you look at how things are positioned here early on in the Big 7.
Now, kind of going back to the decision to pull Norwood and when they did, go looking at the rules, I think what they're doing is making sure that they have him again on Thursday. So they think, okay, we're up 6-0. We can pull him now. And that way we can save him for Thursday. Have to be able to pitch for Thursday because he hit that 60 a pitch limit. So he could pitch Thursday, but unfortunately that cost them the game here because they brought in their bullpen, Eli Dean. He did a solid job. Did end up getting 4 earned runs because of the fact that Byers came in there at the very end and allowed a couple of base hits, but man, that's just an unfortunate break for the cause. And that's something that is really going to possibly hurt them moving forward. You got to be able to be smart with your decisions to how long you can keep your players in. Make sure that you got that lead secure before you pull your starting pitcher.
Well, apparently Compton's able to hold on. You look at the standings. And again, it's very early. There's still a lot of games to be played. But you take a big two-game lead. Now you're tied with Jeff West. And you got teams like Sabetha looking to repeat.
Yamaha Central's right there.
Yamaha Central's right there. Winners of 3 of their first 4. We expect the top half of this league to be very competitive. And this early, when you look at the standings, this was a monstrous game. And if somehow Jeff West can pull off a sweep here and win this second game later on, that'll come up here in about a half hour, that'll just be absolutely monstrous. But Jeff West had no runs and 4 hits through the first 4 innings. They put together 7 runs on 7 hits in their final 2 at-bats, including 5 in the bottom of the 6th, and crucial hits. The biggest one really came off the bat of Eli Dean, where he drove in 2 that gave his team the jump start, and then Bielman came through with the big 2 runs, help of an error as well defensively. There were a couple of miscues by the cause defensively, and including late in this game that helped lead Jeff West to that 7 unanswered runs over the final 2 innings to come back for that victory. So again, just going through just some of the numbers here again for Jeff West. Again, now 6-3, 4-1 in league play. Again, a couple of RBIs from Eli Roberts. Bielman had the big hit in the 6th that drove in the tying and go-ahead runs. Brady Skahan came off the bench, had a walk, a run scored with his pitch hit effort. Brody Thielen had a double and a single today. And then also you had the leadoff man Alex Jacobson reach base 3 times in 4 at-bats. He had a couple of singles and a walk. Again, Perry LeCompton now 6-2. They are 4-1 in league play. Of course, the story for them, Tristan Norwood, he had a home run in his first at-bat, sailed over the left center field fence and into the woods. He also drove in 2, had a single and a walk later in the game as well. Freshman Houston Haviger drove in 2 with a single in a 3-run 5th inning. A couple of highlights for Perry LeCompton, but again, a come-from-behind win for Jefferson West. Again, a final thought here from you, Jared, real quick. Perry LeCompton, they really want to win this second one, earn a split, and keep themselves kind of the advantage in the Big 7 because they go to Sabetha on Thursday. And you mentioned the pitching scenario. Not sure how it's going to shape up for them, you know, here in Game 2, but you go see the reigning champs and Sabetha, who's a ranked team right now in 3A. You see them on Thursday. If you somehow lose this second game and then you go in a little bit limping to that game against Sabetha, you could see a little bit of a dip. But obviously, you got to try to bounce back and even this one.
Yeah, Perry LeCompton, that kind of snaps a five-game winning streak there. Jefferson West, they get a win. They've now won five of the last six. So, I mean, you kind of talked about the race. You didn't mention Hiawatha. They were in the top half of the league. They were 6-2 to start out the year before they kind of nosedived at the end of the season. So they're a team that's really competitive as well. They can be able to pull off a win, at least get a split against any of these teams at the top of the league. So there is a lot that is still left to be determined here in the Big Seven. Should be a fun final year of the Big Seven league.
Well, Jeff West again, big come from behind win. Seven unanswered, two in the fifth, five in the sixth. To beat Perry LeCompton again, 7-6. Jeff West now 6-3, 4-1 in league play. Perry LeCompton, they dropped to 6-2 and 4-1 in league play. Final tally, 7 runs, 11 hits, 11 left on base for Jeff West. Perry LeCompton, 6 runs, 6 hits, and they left 6 on base. So that'll do it for us here on KNZA. We'll have another softball broadcast coming up for you on Thursday. We'll be in the Northeast Kansas League. It'll be Valley Falls hosting the Tigers of ACCHS. So that's coming your way same time on Thursday afternoon. For Seth Tollison, our studio producer, Jared Sleppy alongside, Brandon Tedman with you. Great come from behind win, 7-6, Jeff West over Perry LeCompton. You've been listening to High School Baseball here on KNCA.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.